as discussed, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will govern with a one-seat majority in the lower house after Labor secured the last remaining seat from the federal election. After almost a month of counting, Labor's Cathy O'Toole has won the Townsville-based electorate of Herbert by just 37 votes. And as Steve Chobo said, the LNP is looking closely at the result and it could still be challenged in court. But if it stands, it means every government MP will have to vote for the coalition's legislation for it to pass. For more on this, I'm joined by political reporter Naomi Woodley. Naomi, the coalition will still have a majority, but what kind of challenges will this present for the Prime Minister?
Well, it means there's an even greater need for party discipline from coalition lower house MPs as well as senators. With Labor winning Herbert, the government has 76 seats, so the barest of majorities. It will still have to provide a speaker, which will bring its numbers down to 75 compared to a combined total of 74 between Labor and the crossbench. So that means the government will still be able to get its legislation through the lower house as long as everyone shows up for every vote when they're meant to. But it will give backbenchers unhappy with individual pieces of legislation much more power, because if they cross the floor, as Queensland MP George Christensen has threatened to do over superannuation, for example, then Malcolm Turnbull will have to negotiate with the crossbench to get his bill through the lower house. And that's before it even gets to the Senate, where it would presumably be subject to another round of negotiations. So it potentially gives the lower house crossbench a little more say over the government's agenda, but it definitely gives the government's backbench the potential to cause Malcolm Turnbull some trouble if they don't like the direction of a particular bill.
Labor, as we've heard, has claimed victory, but if the LNP does decide to challenge the decision in court, how long could that take?
Look, the Electoral Commission is expected to declare the result today, but it isn't until the writs are returned next Monday. That's the final procedural act in the election. It's after that that the LNP could lodge a case in the Court of Disputed Returns, and it has about 40 days from next Monday to do that. So this isn't going to be a quick process if they decide to go down that path. We know there have been reports of some people not being able to vote, including members of the military based in Townsville. And as you say, we heard there from the Trade Minister, Steve Chobo. He says the LNP is looking closely at this. As I understand it, what the LNP would be considering before deciding whether to lodge the case is if there's enough credible or verifiable reports to get over Labor's 37-vote winning margin. That is, cases where they can prove that somebody was denied a vote. In the meantime, the incumbent MP, Ewan Jones, has rung Labor's Cathy O'Toole to congratulate her, and he's taken to Twitter this morning to wish everyone all the best. For her part, Cathy O'Toole has said she's not worried about the prospect of a court challenge, and after a long count and recount, she's looking to get on with the job.
Okay. Naomi Woodley, thanks very much there for joining us.